have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already proved it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
Damn. Through the years I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one for the world, mother believing. Don't fall on the life I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still opportunity, my time bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, you need it. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back to the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm mind, I'm pleased. For Christ, rest of Christ, may need it. In a bird, I'm a and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm independent, my left with a cedar. That's right, I'm out with Lordville. Received it from Colorado, the office. Received it, never stops. And I know I keep preaching once, I swap. I never will be this. The floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on a handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, I'm much of the use. Bruising, approving, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleeping time, define our band and hurts. Conduct with metal, touch.
It's miracle, it's everything they do.
Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile. Graduate on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
fence. We are beyond nothing. We are beyond.
Woke up this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I'm blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar, traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shut.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey.
fans, welcome, welcome, welcome. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you for all your prayers because, you know, by the time we get up here, you know what I'm saying, it's what we call all good because we know we are covered. So we just go straight in. And we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. Yes, we do. And it's about to turn up. I was about to say it's going down, but you know it's not going down. We about to turn up. That's right. So can I get a drum roll? Oh, that was a new drum roll. Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
I am in the building. Smiling.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Coach David? What's going on?
Man, all is well. I have no complaints. I'm grateful and I'm thank you. You listen, man, you know, all is well. All is good, my brother. So how about yourself? How are you doing? How your week been?
Man, my week has been filled with blessings. Got to keep them a secret for now, but there's some great opportunities coming in the future for Tommy Two Toes. But there's something on my mind I got to get off, man. I got to get off my chest. I noticed, man, when you and Coach Shea, y'all both announced, you know, it's coaches and coaches. So I looked at my resume and, you know, I'm not really qualified to be a coach. So from now on, I like to be known as Player Tommy Two Toes. And also, I got a record coming out. I know a lot of people do Christmas albums, and, you know, Valentine's Day was just passed, so some people do Valentine's albums. But I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to do an Easter album. It's called All the Way Up in the Bushes. And, hey, I'm gonna give you a little snippet, just a little snippet, all right? You got to pay for the rest.
Okay.
All the way up in the bushes, you know who it is. It's Tommy Two Toes, and I love the kids. That's it. That's it. That's all I got. So I'm going to need you to be my rap coach.
All right, cool. You say we the coach and you the player.
I'm the player.
Tommy Two Toes.
Player Two Toes.
Hey, I love it, man. I love it, bro. So, bro, you ready for this show tonight? Because we got a wonderful show tonight. I'm ready to get it in.
I'm ready.
Let's get it. And so with that being said, can I get another drum roll? The Coach Shea Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shea Samuels is in the and I'm smiling.
Yeah. Smile. That's what we want.
That's what Kirk Franklin says. Smile for me. Mm. Can you just smile for me? Coach David,
hey.
What's up? Tommy Two Toes, player. I'm sorry, player.
Hey, what's going
Tommy
on?
Tommy Two Toes.
Yes, thank
player
you.
Tommy
Two Toes,
appreciate what's going on? Shout out to the Elation family and the listeners. You know, like every Sunday, we tell you we love you. We thank you so much for tuning in and trusting this platform enough to come on and learn and to get some nuggets. We're just going to do something a little bit different this evening and give a shout out to our sponsors because we have such an amazing show. We don't want to cheat you guys out of the time. So we're going to give a great big shout out to our sponsors, Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight, tonight, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, Out of Town Auntie, and we cannot forget the DJ G-Will, G-Weezy is what I call him if you are looking for a DJ, and do not forget to go onto the Facebook page Beyond the Radio and make sure you like the page because all of the sponsorship information will be there. We want you to support small and black-owned businesses. But Coach David, I'm gonna cheat you. How have your week been, sir?
Epic. That's all I will say. It's been epic. That's
right. I need to hear about it.
Listen, EPIK. Not C. EPIK. If I say C, it ain't going to sound hard enough. If I say EPIC, like epic. No. It was epic. EPIK.
Hey, that threw me off, man. That spelling threw me off, man.
Right. And now we're going to throw you back on.
Don't start to count his fingers.
Right. I'm like, wait a minute.
But now I had a great weekend. Man, shout out to Philadelphia. Shout out to Philly. Man, show so much love. It was amazing. Met some amazing people. It was definitely a great experience to go to the Play Music Conference, you know, with Who May. Shout out to Who May, Mr. Rob, in Sony, you know, the Orchard, with the independent part of Sony. So shout out, you know, to that whole family and all the artists that we met. And we met some amazing, amazing execs, producers, PRs, like PR work, management, lawyers. It was just absolutely stunning. And I got to salute them with both hands. Shout out to my man Mike, man. Shout out to my man Mike, been with Sony for 30 years plus and just gave me some real good insight on this industry. And I was just like a sponge, just soaking it up. You know, I allowed the kids to come in me and just absorb information so I can grow. And I think, you know, as artists, as entrepreneurs, we should always open ourselves up to grow. And I've been around people who hit that ceiling because they won't allow themselves to grow because they feel they already at a certain level. And at that point, I realized that they're just doing it as a hobby and they just want to look good instead of actually making it happen. So that's what I got out of this weekend, Coach Shay.
Yeah, I echo what you said. I echo what you said. It was epic, but mine will be with the EPC. So Tommy Tito's, you don't have to count on your fingers with that one. But it was, you know, I'll say mine was like JJ on top on JJ on. Is it what's happening? It was no.
Good time.
Dynamite. It was dynamite. Shout out to Rob and shout out to his team. You know, Coach David, when they can put something on so major and bring so many people of quality together and they can really bring artists from all over the world to learn, I think you have to have something in the midst of all of that for people to trust to even travel that far of a distance. It was so well put together. They had Philly on lockdown. So like you said, shout out to Philly. They had Philadelphia on lockdown. I mean, we went from South Street to South Broad Street to Broad Street.
Yes.
And the fact that they were able to lock in a number of these restaurants and pubs to have these artists showcase and to have these networking experiences. And for us, it was kind of cool because I've experienced Philly, you know, being from Delaware, but never to this magnitude. It's like reading the Bible, you know. Sometimes whenever you're in this different space, you read one scripture, but then you go back and read it when you're in another space or phase in your life, and it means something completely different. So I would have never seen Philly as the I guess as the spectrum that it was for us this weekend, this artist developed spectrum, networking spectrum, one that helped to build a lot of the artists that are up and coming today. So again, shout out to them. Like you said, I learned a lot. I grew just in that couple of days. I grew personally, physically, mentally, and spiritually, all in the same, you know, I think as partners, we've grown just over the weekend as well. And that says a lot, because again, if we both felt like we made it and we met our mark, then we would not be able to have some of the conversations that we have even after these types of events. So I give them, you know, much ado for what they've done there, but I also pay tribute to them for what they were able to do within us in our partnership as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely was a blessing. Coach Shay, do you want to introduce our awesome, amazing guest?
I do. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this amazing and awesome guest that Coach David is talking about is none other than my big sis, Apostle Sophia. I have known her for so many years. We connected years ago. And, you know, you meet somebody and you support and you kind of share things on Facebook and you always see them in passing and like, hey, very, very, very supportive. But there comes a time where God truly wants you to connect. Right? Like I was just saying with those scriptures, where God just truly wants you to connect. And you never know what the other person is praying for, but God is faithful to perform. So look, I am going to introduce to you guys one of the speakers of the 2023 God is in Everything Conference, who shared her testimony and will be sharing it with you guys tonight. None other than Apostle Sophia Ransom. Hey, sis!
Hey!
Let's go.
Sophia is in the building, and I
y'all hear her.
Hey, I am smiling. Listen, I thank God for you and Coach David. Hello,
Coach.
I thank God for you.
You see her, she says she, because she up in here and she's ready to party. That's right.
Don't get him started, sis.
Listen, I was bobbing and rocking when we came, before we even came on to the music. Listen, I'm ready. Amen.
I love
ready.
It.
Listen, I thank God for you. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
I thank God for you. I thank God for Coach David. I thank you guys for this opportunity to be on the radio. Listen, Tommy Two Toes, listen, I thank God for you. Yeah, you got to name that album All the Way Up, because the way the price of eggs are, yeah, you picked that.
Definitely. Hey, definitely. I agree.
Look,
I
they
agree.
Not ready. They not ready. They are not ready.
They not ready. Listen. But listen, I just want to say real quick before we move on, I was thinking about you guys earlier today, you and Coach David, and what God is doing with Beyond the Fence and Beyond the Radio. But I said, Lord, I thank God that they are beyond the balance.
Ooh,
you guys
ooh,
are beyond
ooh.
The balance. You know, it's like we're not churchy all the time. You know, we're not laughing all the time, but we know how to balance that. And so I just thank God y'all music is not all gospel. You know, it's just balance.
I love it. I love it. We appreciate that.
Beyond the balance.
Yes.
You know, before I say something, I'm gonna open it up to Coach David, because I know that he'll want to say something to that comment.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about, you know, the balance part is, okay, let's say like our president of the United States, we don't have to like him, and we can like him. Either way it go, he's the president of the United States, and no one can take that away. But he's not going around every day saying, hey, I'm the president of the United States. Hey, man, I'm the president of the United States. Yo, I am the president of the United States. Let me tell you why. Because we all know he's the president of the United States. And we voted him the president of the United States. So when God already votes you a part of him, because you already admitted it, There's no need for me to every day to be like, hey, man, this is what I am. Hey, man, this is what I am. Hey, man. All I got to do is live my life in abundance, mm-hmm. and just enjoy myself. And just be my everyday self and just focus and loving people. And people can get so caught up and forget to start living because they focus mm-hmm. on trying to become this person every day.
Just, mm-hmm.
And that's why the balance is so important. And I really appreciate what you said on it. Really,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Go ahead now, Coach. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, sis. I want to go right into it and have our listeners. You know, for you to introduce yourself to our listeners. They know your name, but just give them a little bit about you and who you are. So as we begin to ask these questions of you, they'll know who they're dealing with. So let our listeners know who you are.
Definitely. Listen, I am Apostle Sophia Ransom. I'm Sophia Ransom. Amen. You don't have to put a title on it. As I was speaking, I'm balanced. I'm the mother of four, two boys, two girls, live in Dallas, Georgia. I also have a business. I am a caregiver. I love taking care of people. I have had a rough coming up. You know, I thank God. I saw a post the other day and somebody said something about thank God for the rough side of the mountain, because if it was smooth, you would have slid down. So I just thank God for the rough side of the mountain that I have come up. I thank God for life. I love living. I just love life. I love people. And I just love doing the will of God. So, you know, that is pretty much who I am.
Amen. And she held back from y'all, but y'all wait until y'all go to her page and y'all start seeing some of her posts and y'all start seeing some of the videos, and y'all will know that the Apostle Sophia is definitely turned up and in the building. And again, before I go on, we do want to both give a shout out to our New Covenant Church family. We are both under the Apostle Willie and Apostle Sophia Smith. And we want to say that we love you guys and thank you.
You said Apostle Willie and Apostle Sophia Smith.
Apostle Willie and Teresa Smith. Look, because we're talking about this. I'm used to saying Apostle T first, so and then I don't say Apostle Teresa. So I'm gonna just say it the way I normally say it. Apostle Willie and Apostle T. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all, the New Covenant family, for just, you know, raising up such great, 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 great people. We love you, and we just want to make sure that we pay our respects to them as well. So I'm going to hand it over to Coach David. Coach David, do you have a question for Apostle Sophia?
Yes. So who were you before your transition into your life to Christianity, and what was that like? What made you say, you know what, I want to give my life over to you, God?
Wow. The transition, let me just say, the person I was before I became a Christian, you wouldn't have liked, Coach Shea wouldn't have liked, and I probably wouldn't have liked you all either. I didn't like people at all. I just didn't like people. You know, I would frown at you. I would cuss you out. If you just looked at me, I didn't like the way that you looked. I was street. I was hood. I was raised in the projects. I sold drugs, you know, tattoos and stuff like that. But someone asked me the other day, they was like, what made you come to Christ? How did you make that transition? And to be honest, I told them, I really don't know. I really don't know. I ended up at a revival. I don't know who invited me. I don't know how I got there, because I didn't drive to after I was in my 30s, so I didn't drive there. And I told him, I feel like the paralytic man, that the roof was raised off and they just lowered him down in the presence of Jesus. So I really don't know. I knew that God knew it was my time for transition, but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I really don't even know, you know, where it all started. It just seemed like one day I woke up and I was at a church.
Wow.
And that's
powerful. That's definitely powerful. Tommy Two Toes, I know you have a question, my brother.
Actually, man, you stole my question. That's what I was wanting to ask. So, but I'm always full of questions. I wanted to ask you, you know, doing what you do now as far as, you know, just giving out the message, what is the biggest obstacle you currently face while you're doing your thing with the Lord?
Wow. My biggest obstacle that I face is, and we talk about this in our ministry a lot, is church folk. It's not even so much as the world. The world accepts me. I can go back down to my hometown, and as a minister, I can talk to those on the street corner that's selling drugs. I can, and they'll receive. It's the church people, you know, that want to question, you know, your title, want to question your calling. And especially now, you know, me being single, they really question and watching. So my biggest obstacle pretty much, I think, are the church folk. You know, sometimes the church folk chatter a little bit more than the world does.
That's true.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with that sometimes, too. Yep.
Yeah.
Sis, I have my question more so is just kind of your balance. You know, you talked about the balance, and outside of that, you do a lot of things. You know, you are working, you are a mother. You know, we're going to get into your testimony and the Goddess and Everything conference after the music break. But how do you balance the ministry and your personal life and having a daughter in college and all of the things that you do to care for people, because you're everywhere. I mean, once you guys see her page, you'll see that she's traveling and doing so many different things right here in Georgia to help people. But how do you balance it all out?
I balance this, just being home. I love to be home, and I love my own company. You know, sometimes I can take myself out to dinner and enjoy me.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to be at home. Relax, and like if I'm cleaning, give me some good R&B music. Sometimes I don't want to hear Tasha Cobb, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't want to hear, you know, the gospel. I don't want to hear Marvin Wine. And sometimes I just want to turn up in my house. So I'll turn the music up, and I'll clean, and I'll dance all by myself.
I get you.
So that's my kind of wind down moment.
One of my favorite things to do, and people didn't know it, David found out kind of like later on in life, I guess, but when I'm preparing for an event, like, you know, and I'm getting my makeup and stuff done, like, I can have on DMX. I'll have on DMX. I'll have some David Benton. I'll have on some rap, but I really want it, you know, I look at it like how it depends on the type of event I'm doing, but for the most part, like, I do love, and you know, if you've seen any of my my posts from, you know, way back, I love karaoke, and I love my old school up north, old school beat, old school hits. So I'll be, like, working to some Daz Effect, some DMX, every now and then some, like, Tupac or something like that. Mm-hmm. But listen, I love that you said it, because that is a balance, like you talked about it. And so I think sometimes we, like David said, as believers, we forget that music really kind of, music does help the soul, you know. You don't have, when you go to the gym, they don't put on, like, Christian music for you to work out to. You have no problem with it there. David's favorite thing, he like, you ain't, you know, bumping and grinding to Tasha Cobb. Like, you're not doing that as married couples. You're not doing that. You know, and so we do have to start talking more about having that balance, because you cannot be any earthly good. I started listening to the music of today when my daughters were in high school. At first, everybody's like, you don't want to listen to that music. It's going to hold you in bondage. But then I'm like, well, how do I know what my daughters are listening to?
Mm-hmm.
How do I know what they're listening to? But we're going to go ahead and go to the music break, sis. It's at that time. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about the Goddess and Everything conference, your part you played in it, what you got from it, what others should get from it. And then you know, Coach David and player Tommy Two Toes, we're going to ask some more questions of you. If you're just tuning in, we are on with Apostle Sophia Ransom. She said call her Sophia, but we're going to call her Apostle Sophia Ransom. And I promise you guys, you are going to get some nuggets, so please stay tuned. You are going to hear her testimony, and I know that it is going to bless you 100%. So please stay tuned. With that being said, we're the music at.
Where the music at?
Yeah. Block star.
You started blocking.
David Benton.
In real life, man.
We cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
You better say it.
We up.
All the way up.
We way up. Let's go.
Let's go then.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tippy.
Up to the tippy.
I'm all the way up.
I can't see.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness.
They got me my witness.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up,
up, up, up,
up,
up,
I'm all the way up,
all the way up,
they got me my wind,
we all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
take it back,
I'm all the way up,
let's go,
I'm all the way up,
this game so cold that I'm shivering, don't keep that heat for the middleman, if I bust it down, it's too fast, that play time's like 16 grand, did hand to hands, went from ground to pounds, went from being the man with no plan, trying to survive, trying to get by, but stand true to who I am, I'm a father, I'm a former, dad with three stepdaughters, had to be smarter, plant some seeds, fertilizer, add water, long as the sun gon' shine, we rise the ground, shut it down, switch further, can't nobody take this away, it's like culture, we cultivate, we motivate, we stand away, we get to the money in multiple ways, sometimes I'm out for multiple days, picking up a bag in multiple places, I'll do the guy's graces, ain't nobody out here catching no cases, one grown boys, one baby boy, I'm setting examples of voices,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
up to the tippy,
up to the tip,
I'm all the way up,
I can't understand it, I can't understand it.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness,
they got me my witness.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tippy,
up to the tip.
I'm all the way up,
up.
I can't understand it.
I'm all the way up,
all the way up.
They got me my win,
they got me my win.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up. Nobody I trust in it. Grew up in the rough city. I'm on a narrow road, doing a buck 50. Coming too much in it. Now I got 6 digits. I came out of prison, made nothing but pennies. Until then, the greatest love of all. That's why I love Whitney. Growth, success is infinite. My spirit with God is intimate. Don't get it, go figure it. This is not red, not figured. But why you so sensitive? I'm into Benjamins, you into senseless living. And I don't got time for it. Executing my vision and steadily building. Cause God got the mind for it. Hustling and grind for it. Never taking God's glory. Blessing a whole lot of children, but that baby ain't ours, boy. Little baby, we burpees beyond the fence. Soaring like eagles, like Donovan. And selling in colleges or getting the trade. That's why I'm so proud of them. It's real over here. Take care of our kids over here, let's make this clear to your ear. I'm a cheerleader, that's why I smile to ear. No fear over here, just ambition. Where I am the vision, expand with it. I am consistent, I'm playing different. That's why I make a grand name.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tippy,
up to the tip.
I'm all the way up,
all the way up.
I can't understand it.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness,
they got me my witness.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
To the tip,
to the tip.
I'm all the way up,
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 I'm all the way up,
all the way up.
They got me my win,
they got me my win.
I'm all the way up,
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 I'm all the way up, yup, 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 yup.
There's so many times in life when you question what God has for you. You know, for every purpose there's a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day, I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing as I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies. Nearly had me going crazy. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope. This is the song I sang. About the age of 27, I knew what I would be. What people did.
up in this cold, cold That's world. Fun. Walking around with so much shame.
I wasn't popular in high school.
People barely even knew my name.
Thank you.
You gave me life. You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me
everything. Everything.
Whoa.
You gave me life. You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Had a good meal
to eat.
Always thought we had it made by the clothes we wore. But she just kept on pushing us. She knew that there was so much in store
for me.
17 with two babies, babies. Nearly had me going crazy. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing. But you, you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope, this is the song I sing. I always knew life could be this good, just didn't know how I would get there.
Lord, but you.
I always knew life could be this good, just didn't know how I would get there.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes, sir, back with your host, David, then the coach, Coach Shea Samuels, and the player, Tommy Two Toes, and that's right, with our special guest, Miss Apostle Sophia. That's right, y'all go check that woman and guy out, and welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, everybody who come on Beyond the Radio. We do not take it for granted. And, you know, we're going to go on with our show. And we got our guests. So, you know, Coach Shea, it's been a wonderful time, a wonderful year. We always tell people, you know, we prepare right here for 2024.
And mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had the Goddess and Everything Conference 2023, and
yeah,
every person who spoke was so amazing. I mean, it was something like beyond my expectation. I mean, we always do good, and we always have guests to come on, but it was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. Every guest showed up, showed out. We had Pastor Delano to come up here, and he spoke so well. And now we have another awesome guest on the Guys and Everything Conference.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For next year, we got to have Apostle Sophia back. Because
don't mistake me.
Was very powerful and necessary. So Apostle Sophia, tell everyone, tell our listeners, the men and women of God, the kings and queens, tell them what you talked about and why it was necessary. Try to squeeze it in.
Squeeze it in. I'm going to try to squeeze it in while I wipe these tears off my face. Thank you so much, bro. Amen. Listen.
Oh.
I just want to say, yeah, I'm hard, but I'm soft too. Listen, I just want to say real quick, as I give my quick testimony, I want you all to keep in mind, life is so good. As Coach David say on Coach Shay's record on her or CD, life is good. It's so good. So I want you all to keep that in your mind as I tell you my quick testimony, because despite of everything I've been through, life is still good to me. And I just want to say a little bit that I shared on the God is in Everything conference. I also took a lot with me from the conference. But I was born in Rome, Georgia. I'm not going to give you my whole life story, but I was born in Rome, Georgia, and I really don't understand the relationship that my mom and dad was in at the time that my mom conceived me. But what I do know is she didn't want me. She didn't want me at all. She let me know that all the way up to about my 30s and 40s, she didn't want me. And she never, she didn't touch me. She didn't change me. She didn't feed me or any of that stuff until I was about 3 or 4 months old. My grandmother took care of me. And, you know, I was told the very sight of you made me sick. So I still don't know, you know, what brought that about or anything like that. But, you know, I went through life with the rejection, with the abandonment, you know, always told that I didn't, wasn't going to amount to anything, wasn't going to have nothing, wasn't going to, you know, anything in life. And so, as I said in the God is in Everything conference, we gravitate to what we're used to. So I was used to the abuse. And so I married an abusive man. And I was in that for 8 years. In it for 8 long years, I was in it because that's what I was used to. I wasn't used to anyone telling me that I'm going to, you know, go beyond my fence, as Coach David said. I never told anybody that I was going to amount to anything. So I was used to that. And so, you know, being in a abusive marriage for 8 years, I just winged it, you know. I thank God, though, I got saved in the midst of it. I got saved in the midst of that, I think. Well, not, I don't want to say saved, but this guy was, he sung with gospel groups, and so he would go back and forth. I was already saved. I just got filled with the Holy Spirit. And so while I'm going different places with him to sing, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. So I kind of just, like, clung to God while I was in. You know, I just clung to God. And God, you got to get me out of this. God, you got to help me. And so I left, and I stayed in a shelter. I stayed in the shelter. It was God's will for me to stay in the shelter. I don't know if you've got any questions, or do I just continue to tell my story? But
keep going, sis.
Yeah, I stayed in the shelter, and I was headed to stay with my dad, but I heard the Holy Spirit say, turn around and go back. And I'm like, go back where? And the Lord led me to a shelter in Rome, where that was my greatest ministry. It was my greatest, greatest ministry, because I witnessed to women that were in abuse, and I was able to encourage those that wanted to go back, because even though you're not in your home with the abuser, you're in an unfamiliar place. You know, these not my walls. I'm not used to sleeping in this bed. And so they wanted to, you know, go back, and I told them, write everything that he did to you, every way that he made you feel, and I want you to put those sticky notes on your mirror, and every time you think about going back, you go and read one of them. And so I thank God, and I'm still connected to a lot of those women. But even before the marriage, let me back up. I got ahead of myself. I was pregnant at 15 with my first daughter, who is my best friend, because we grew up together. I had her when I was 16, you know, looking for love, looking for love. What 15-year-old wants to be pregnant? I mean, I was going to the crisis pregnancy center with a razor in my pocket, and I said, if I'm not pregnant, I'm going to slip my wrist and throw myself over the Etowah Bridge, because I wanted that love. And searching for love that we don't have will cause us to get it where we don't need to. It will cause us to try to fulfill a void that we can never fulfill. Only God can. Yeah. Only God can. And so, you know, by the time I was 18, I had two babies. And, you know, I raised them. I'm now, like I said, the mother of four, recently divorced. And I just thank God for life. Life is so good. Life is so good, even though, you know, I was married to someone in ministry. But there was some infidelity and there was some adultery going on. And that was a time when it happened. And at the moment, it broke me. At the moment, I was devastated. But I stayed 2 years even after that. But it broke me being it. So when I came out, everybody was like, oh, you divorced and you're doing good. You know, you're divorced and you're smiling. You're divorced and you know, you're just happy. I fought the lions, the tigers, and the bears 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They didn't see the fight that I was in then. So, you know, but even in the midst of everything that I've been through, that I've gone through, life is so good, people. Life is so good. Sis, I had a sister that sent me a message today, and she said, everything that you've spoken to me throughout the years just came back up to me. It's like she regurgitated all the encouragement that I've given her throughout the years when she needed it the most. And I told her, I said, sis, life is too good to give up on it. That's exactly what I told. Life is too good to give up on it. So no matter what you're going through, if you keep living, you'll make it through it. If you don't faint, you will make it through it. And as the old people, your soul will look back and wonder how I got over.
I think that's powerful. I think it's powerful because when you start thinking about what you've been through, they always say that there's somebody out there who's worse off than you. And just when you don't know, because nobody knew you were actually going through what you were going through because you were still helping and you were still praying with people, you were still doing ministry, and there wasn't a time where I felt you disappeared, but somewhere down the line I think that your presence was still there, but I think you might have just for a second. But even in that, still supportive. Still, David has a saying where when he was incarcerated, where he would say, I didn't just exist, I lived. And so while you were going through, you still lived. And so you went back to school to get your diploma, and then from there got a great job opportunity, and then from there ended up with a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful vehicle. And but here's the thing, that's just how amazing God is through it all, because some people will talk about what they lost as opposed to what they've gained. So I want to thank you for that. So I want to say something too, just to the listeners. If you haven't heard what she said, life being good, life is really a perception. Everything that you see is what you perceive. So if you say to yourself every day that it's going to be a good day, it's going to be a good day. I say that with my children now. I have to say it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. I've said it's getting worse every day. I've said that every single day. It's getting worse. And guess what? It was. So what that told me is my tongue is very powerful. My tongue is very powerful. So I want to charge everyone today listening. Your tongue is powerful. So if you are not getting what you feel.
The doors of the church are now open.
Oh, boy, Apostle Sophia. What?
How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing? This is Jesus' other brother, man. I've been gone for a minute. I got a lot to say in a short term.
Oh, my goodness.
You got another brother.
I've been at Walmart taking advantage of this 75% off candy, and I've been thinking long and hard. I am ready to find a woman to spend the rest of my month with.
Your month.
Prophetess Sophia, I think you might be holding my heart ransom. And, I'm just wondering, you know, I got some reservations tomorrow at Church's Chicken, and I was wondering if you would accompany me to Church's Chicken.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love
Church's
Chicken.
Hold on now, Jesus' little brother.
Hold on now, Jesus' little brother.
Church is chicken. Hey, I promise we'll have a spiritual evening. Spiritual evening.
That's the house of God. It's the chicken of the house of God, ain't it?
Amen. Amen.
Can I get a two-piece and a biscuit?
You can, hey, in the words of T.I., you can have whatever you like.
Jesus' little brother is off the hook tonight. You better come stop, not come here hitting on our guest, Jesus' little brother. Look, you just coming back and around. You can't keep popping up here like that either.
Hey, I'm sorry, but, I mean, it was on my heart, and I just had to get it out.
I love it. Well, okay. So I guess you had your brother. You just omnipresent. You everywhere. You heard the conversation, and you came in.
Exactly. I heard everything, and I was just waiting my turn patiently because I know good things come to those who wait, and I've waited long enough. So.
We got a show to do. You got to go, brother.
All right. I'll see y'all. I'll see one of y'all in my dreams. All right.
Listen, you go out with Jesus' little brother, you make sure you post it and take pictures for us so that we can see you in the house of the churches of chicken, okay? Oh, my gosh. Coach David.
Yeah, so, man, he off the chain, man. Jesus' other brother, I just don't know what to do. Tommy Two Toes, man, what are we going to do with Jesus' other brother, bro?
Hey, I don't know, man. He's a character, but hey, maybe Prophetess Sophia can, you know, put him on a narrow road or something, you know. So he needs some help.
But Apostle Sophia, we really do appreciate you for coming tonight. Before you go, I do want to ask you, how can people contact you if they want to book you for an event, or, you know, want to contact you for business purposes? How can people be able to come in contact with you?
Yes, you can contact me on Facebook. I am under Sophia Ransom. Apostle is in parentheses, but you can find me under Sophia Ransom. Also, my business page is Hands with Hearts Caregiving Service on Facebook, so you can connect with me either way. Also, Coach Shea and Coach David both have my information. And I want to real quickly give a shout-out, if I may, to Coach Shea,
yes,
Coach
ma'am.
David, and Let's Talk Business Consulting and Strategy Group for everything that you guys have helped me with. Thank you for being my business mentors and helping me get things off the ground, encouraging me to keep going. I also want to give a shout-out to my spiritual sons and daughters that are on the call. They are inboxing me saying that they're on the call. So I thank God for you all. They also want to know how they can get that song, I Made It, by Coach Shea.
Oh.
Yeah, I told him, I said, that's my testimony. So if Coach David or Coach Shea want to share your information as to, you know, how to connect with you guys and get your music, because, like I said, it's such a music of balance, and you guys are such a balance, you know, for the youth, for the church, for the streets. It's for everybody.
That's what Beyond the Fence is all about, going beyond our own fences and helping everyone else go beyond their fence as well. So we'll definitely share that. Coach David, I know that we have just a bit of time. Apostle Sophia, do you mind just sharing some words of encouragement to the listeners tonight before we go?
Yes, I will. And like I said, I just want to tell everybody to hang on in there. You know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. All means everything. He will deliver you out of them all. There will be a time when you look back and say, I made it. And if God brought you out of that, he's going to bring you out of whatever you're in now or whatever you may face in life, because he doesn't change. We change. We flip the script and we switch up. But God don't. He stays the same. He's the same God that brought you out when you look back 2 years ago, 10 years ago, and say, he healed me from that sickness. He put me and my children in a home. He brought me out of homelessness. He brought me out of poverty. He is that same today, and he will bring you out. All you got to do is trust him. Trust him and trust the process. A lot of people say my current condition. Current means it is subject to change. The word current means belonging to the present time. So your current condition is not your permanent position. Amen.
I love it. I love it.
Coach David.
Yeah, so I just love how, you know, I want to tell you men and women of God, kings and queens, you know, how we talked about balance because we want everyone to live in a real abundant life. We really do want you to go beyond your fence. Don't get so sidetracked and you forget that you can actually live on this earth and make it plentiful. We got to look at reality. And you have your faith, but your faith got to be balanced out with the reality. You still, and I know a lot of us always say, I ain't worried about my circumstances. Well, you're begging. Well, you're begging. Well, you say you're blessed and highly favored, but you got so many problems. So you do have to look at the reality. Jesus never told y'all don't look at reality. No, he said face your reality. But inside of your reality, you have faith. You see, if it wasn't such thing as a mountain, why would God say he'll remove it? So you can't just sit up there and say, that's not a mountain. Well, if you don't think it's a real mountain, you will run into it. You would never have the reality of this is in front of me. So you're living an illusion life. Don't allow no preacher, teacher, or whoever they be trick you of saying your reality doesn't matter. Because, see, God is the God of the supernatural. Even though God is the God of the supernatural, understand, it's more natural. It's just, he's just beyond the natural. But watch this. You have to face your natural because we're in nature. So you got to face your reality. So with this balance, you can open your eyes and see and really see what's in front of you. And guess what? Use wisdom, which is making proper decisions. You can have knowledge without wisdom, but you can't have wisdom without knowledge. See? You can be the smartest person in the world, make the dumbest decisions. But guess what? If you use wisdom, you only going to make good decisions based on the knowledge that you currently have. So that's what we want people to do. We don't want you to come right here on Beyond the Radio and just get a little bit. No, to really be able to change your life, your circumstances, and really live the fruits.
Yes.
She wants you to live the fruits of the life that God has provided for you. And that's, and people get mad when I say this, but I don't care if y'all think I'm boasting. It's just the truth. I did 13 years in federal prison. I come home in 2015, and right now my life is good.
Mm-hmm.
My life is great. My life is awesome.
Good.
And guess what? It's because I have God, right? I know that God exists. All I got to do is live by the attributes that's already inside me. So you either going to choose the devil side or you're going to choose your God side. We all got good and evil inside of us. Don't fool yourself. It's just the one that you labor upon the most is the one that's going to take, is going to be the predecessor over your life. I choose the God more. But sometimes the negativity does come out. Sometimes that anger and that rage does come out. Sometimes that just being so mean comes out. But you know what? That's when I got to repent and say, you know what? I rebuke what's inside of me. And I don't say it out loud. I do it in my thought. And I notice it, meaning I make a wise decision and change it. And that's what you can do as well. So with that being said, I just want to tell everybody,
well,
love you. Coach Shay,
David,
I know you have something to say, but you can close it.
Okay, I want to end off with the scripture. Proverbs 11:1 says, a false balance and dishonest business practices are extremely offensive to the Lord. And it says, but an accurate scale is his delight. So I just wanted to close out with that scripture again. It's Proverbs 11:1 says, a false balance and dishonest business practices are extremely offensive to the Lord, but an accurate scale is his delight. So in closing, we just want to say, make sure you're balancing your life out. Coach Sophia, Apostle Sophia, that wasn't the topic tonight, but you made it the topic, and I'm thankful that you were able to pick up on that and use your wisdom to make sure that we remind our listeners to make sure that you guys are balanced. There has to be, you have to be some earthly good. So with that, make sure you tune in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Beyond the Radio. Make sure you connect with Apostle Sophia, and make sure you connect to the Beyond the Radio Facebook page as well. Make sure you like it. All the updates will be there. You can find all of the Beyond the Fence music on any digital outlet. If you have Spotify, Rhapsody, Tidal, you can go on YouTube. Just type in Shay Samuels, David Benton, G. Will, Amma Neely, DB, D-E-E-B-E-E Jr., and you will find all of us on YouTube, Beyond the Fence. That's B-E-Y-O-N-D-A-F-E-N-C-E. With that being said, we love y'all. Where the music at? Where the music at?
It's your boy, David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know.
It's 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. I'm reaching out the window, the sun come up. I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window, at the sun come up. I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off the work, about to make them dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and great. The soul sin and the sinner, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, and my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. Good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
So good.